This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Yes, the number of kids who steal and cheat is distressingly high. But is this generation really worse than their parents? To test that question, we've just posted an online integrity assessment for adults. In the past year, have you kept the money when a cashier gave you too much change? Lied to your boss or a customer or a significant other? Used the internet for personal reasons at work? Distorted or concealed facts on a resume or in a job interview? Inflated an expense or insurance claim? Or made unauthorized copies of software or music? Have you lied about your child's age to save money? Or have you provided your child with a false excuse for missing school? If it was the only way to get your child into a better school, would you lie about your address? A lack of integrity in any of these everyday matters are moral misdemeanors compared to the felonious sorts of frauds and corruption that have shredded the economic foundations of the country, but they demonstrate nonetheless your willingness to walk the talk when it comes to your honesty. Most of us stray from our highest ethical ambitions from time to time, but we do so selectively, convincing ourselves that we are justified and that occasional departures from our own ethical principles are inconsequential when it comes to our character. Most of us judge ourselves by our best intentions and actions, but the children who watch everything we do may be learning from our worst. No one expects you to be perfect, but you might find it informative to take the test and see if you stray from the straight and narrow path of your own ideals too far or too often. To access the test, go to charactercounts.org. For KNX 1070, this is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.